Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
A carjacking, foiled robbery, wild bridge chase during the morning rush.
I pressed a fog alarm that I have. It basically fogs this whole room up. So you can't see more than 8 inches in front of you.
The lengths store owners will now go. It's the last day of September. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up, the downtown bus hijacker faces a long list of charges.
I also want to take a moment to honor the bravery of the driver and passengers who face unimaginable terror.
And how food labels will be changing in California.
I know of many people that see a sell-by date that has passed and they throw the food in the trash.
Yeah, don't do that. It's all coming up. But first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California. And the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. Monday morning rush. Crazy string of crimes that started in downtown L.A. with a carjacking and ended at the ports. And police weren't sure if people had jumped off the Gateway Bridge. It was just a crazy story. Here's Pete Demetrio, who wraps it up start to finish.
After the suspects carjacked a white Mercedes SUV in downtown L.A., kidnapping a passenger before they let her go, the men drove to a pharmacy on Anaheim Street and tried to break in. The owner, named Ash, said he saw nine men on surveillance cameras using tools to break into his store. They got through the glass and the metal gates, but then by remote control, he triggered another device.
I pressed a fog alarm that I have. It basically fogs this whole room up. So you can't see more than 8 inches in front of you. Literally, if you put your hand 8 inches in front of you, you could feel your hand, but you can't see it.
So they couldn't see the safe to do anything?
I don't know if it triggered or not. This is yet to be seen right now. I'm curious to see if that caused any delays in them coming, you know, slowing down, coming out.
Police rolled up while the burglars were leaving the pharmacy, and a chase then went on that ended at the Long Beach International Gateway Bridge, where it's believed 11 men got out of the SUV and ran. Police confirm at least six were arrested. Burglar tools were found in the SUV, and the search goes on to arrest additional suspects.
From a carjacking to that bus jacking from last week, the guy who was arrested for hijacking the Metro bus and shooting a passenger to death and then leading the cops on a chase has been charged with a whole bunch of different crimes. Here's Craig.
Including the man who was murdered, there were a half dozen victims during Wednesday's midnight hour hijacking of an L.A. Metro bus, a hijacking that ended in downtown Los Angeles. The suspect, Lamont Campbell, facing a long list of charges. And L.A. D.A. George Gascon says if he's convicted as charged, it's essentially a life in prison sentence for the man who's 51 years of age.
We have the murder victim, which is Mr. Anthony Rivera. We also have the bus driver, was a victim of carjacking and kidnapping victim, Mr. Dennis Contreras. There are a total of 12 counts, one count of murder, one count of carjacking, one count of kidnapping during a carjacking, one count of assault with a semi-automatic handgun, one count of attempted murder, one count of robbery, four counts of kidnapping, one count of felony evading with reckless disregard, one count of a felon in possession of a firearm, and one count of a personal use of a handgun enhancement. This is a life sentence at this point. Yeah, he's looking at 90 years and 8 months to life.
There was an attempt to arraign Lamont Campbell on that long list of charges, arraign him today, but he refused to leave his cell. LADA George Gascon, who's currently in the midst of a re-election campaign, acknowledged he had a long rap sheet. He couldn't say when arraignment will happen.
Who knew you got to decide whether you wanted to leave your cell to come to court. This was a huge jewelry store robbery in Beverly Hills. In broad daylight, smash and grab, $2 million worth of jewelry. And now it's being charged, unlike most of these, as a federal crime. Here's Emily Valdez.
Federal prosecutors say there were five people involved in the 2022 smash and grab in the middle of Beverly Hills in broad daylight.
This was of a jewelry store. It happened very quickly. Multiple assailants smashing the glass and taking everything in the front of the store to the tune of about $2.6 million.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Kevin Butler prosecuted the case. So why is this a federal case? Well, it has to do with something called the Hobbs Act, interference with commerce by robbery, and because of the high dollar amount.
This is high-end jewelry that is sourced from all over the country, if not all over the world. So we have jurisdiction over it. We usually do not charge nearly as much as the state because we have limited resources.
The robber, Ladell Tharpe, will likely be sentenced to a decade in federal prison. Two other suspects have already pleaded guilty.
Emily's been busy in Beverly Hills today, where the cops are also trying to piece together what happened during this bizarre attack where it turned out it was the suspect who was killed.
It happened just before 3 o'clock in a residential area of Beverly Hills. There's a lot of apartments here on Spalding, just south of Little Santa Monica. A man was reportedly walking with his child when some other guy came up and attacked them, or tried to. At least one of them had a knife.
Both of the individuals sustained injuries.
That's Beverly Hills Police Lieutenant Andrew Myers. Police say both the victim and the suspect were stabbed.
However, the suspect was transported to a local hospital where he later died from his injuries. The exact cause of the death is still being determined at this time.
I asked if the two men knew each other.
As far as we can tell, we're not really sure yet. The investigation is still early.
The father, not been arrested. The child was not hurt.
All right. A lot of mayhem in the first half of the podcast today. Done with that, moving on to something totally different. Food labels at grocery stores, they are going to change in California. You know, Best Buy, Enjoy Buy, Sell Buy. Nobody knows what any of that really means. Thousand Oaks Assembly Member Jackie Irwin says it's been a long-running frustration.
I know of many people that see a sell-by date that has passed and they throw the food in the trash. Sell-by could be good for another day or it could be good for another 6 months.
Yeah, it's really just meant to help retailers rotate the stock. It doesn't mean you can't eat it. Governor Newsom signed her bill that limits the dates companies could put on food labels. Starting in 2026, they'll only allow two dates. Best if used by, which means peak freshness, and used by, which means product safety. So you shouldn't eat it after used by. Best if used by, you can still eat it. Not sure it's 100% clearer, but at least it eliminates the sell-by, which is not really relevant to the customer. Irwin says she hopes the new labels will help people reduce the estimated 6 million tons of food waste that happens in California every year. Another bill the governor signed is supposed to help reduce the number of homeless RV encampments in L.A. Assemblyman Rick Chavez-Boer of Hollywood wrote it. He says Mayor Bass asked him to.
Vacant land that is not used. It allows the state of California to lease vacant land that it's not using to the city for a dollar a month so that they can actually have a place to store these RVs as they're moving folks into temporary and permanent housing under the Inside Safe program that the mayor has launched.
He says there are a lot of homeless people in L.A. staying in RVs, and it is frustrating to people who live nearby.
About 20% of people that are unhoused in the city of Los Angeles are living in RVs at this point. Sometimes they own the RVs, most of the time they don't. And as the city moves those folks into temporary and permanent housing, they need a place to store the RVs where they can figure out what the ownership is and figure out how to dispose of them.
Bill only applies to LA, but Zabur says if it is successful, he expects it to expand to other cities. Told you about some cases of dengue in the L.A. area, people who are not traveling, which is very unusual. Well, there's talk now that climate change is leading to more mosquito-borne illnesses like that. Dr. Ayman Halai of L.A. County Public Health says locally transmitted cases of dengue detected here for the second year in a row.
This year, we've had four cases There's a cluster of three in Baldwin Park, and then another case that we detected in Panorama City.
It only spreads under certain conditions.
It is not transmissible person to person directly. It does require the presence of a mosquito.
And that's where climate change comes in. Experts say warmer temperatures are extending the mosquito breeding season. You can cut your chance of being infected by wearing bug spray, getting rid of standing water on your property, making sure you've got window screens in. What will Bronny not do with his dad now that they're both Lakers? Next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And finally, we got to see LeBron James and Bronny side-by-side in their Lakers uniforms today for the first time. Media day for the Lakers. LeBron was asked what it's like to be on the same team with his son.
Just a pure joy, to be honest, to be able to come to work every day, put in the work, hard work with your son, every day, and be able to see him continue to grow. We push each other. He pushed me. I push him. We push our teammates and vice versa. So just a very joyous, moment for not only for myself, but for our family and, starting here today with Media Day.
Bronny was asked if he's going to carpool with dad to games and practice.
Definitely not. It's already so much that we've been grouped together as. I'd like to stay away as possible from that guy.
First preseason game for the Lakers is Friday. Could make history on October 22nd, season opener. If they both play, first time ever it would be. Father and son are together playing in an NBA game. And that's the LA Local for this last day of September, the 30th. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app, search for KNX News. And follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. We're back tomorrow for the first October edition of the LA Local. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.